Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on February 18 regarding Nancy Brown. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Brown as described in the reports listed above. She is now a 64-year-old woman who recounts she was injured at work on 6-15-10 when she slipped on a greasy floor. But as a result, she believes she injured her upper and lower body. She went to Inspire emergency room afterwards. With this and further evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be multiple hip contusions. These were treated conservatively through 2016. She states at some point she underwent a DEXA scan that showed her hips were, quote, deteriorated, period, end quote. Paragraph, as per the additional records supplied, she received an order approving settlement on 11-2019. This was for 27.5%, partial total, due to protrusion of the lumbar spine at L4-5 with bulging discs. At L1-2, L2-3, L3-4, and T12-L1. She then applied for review or modification of that award on T22-21. Paired along with this, she submitted answers to interrogatories. She denied having any treatment since the entry of the last award. However, she related inability to stand or sit for long periods of time. She had back pain and spasms in her legs that were getting worse. Was having more trouble sleeping, and raising her arms became more difficult with more weakness and numbness. She also must use a cane for support almost all the time. She reached a settlement on 11-20-19. As already noted above, this occurred with her testimony, physical exam. Extremities, upper motion of the left shoulder was limited to 90 degrees of abduction and flexion, but otherwise showed no mobility. Her arm was shaking too much to measure the other spheres with specificity. Paired motion of the right shoulder with helpless wrist and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Manual muscle testing was 4/5. She resisted left hand grasp and pinch grip, but was 5/5 on the right. We were unable to accurately assess manual muscle testing in the remainder of the left upper extremity. Rocket maneuvers about the shoulders were not able to be performed. Extremities lower when deep tendon reflexes were tested at the left patella. It elicited, quote, triggered shaking of that leg, end quote. Motion of the knees and ankles was full, and manual muscle testing was 5/5. Motion of the hips and pinprick testing were not performed. When she changed from a standing to a sitting position, her neck started shaking, and she verbally started stuttering. It was observed that the shaking stopped when she was sitting in the examination room. After the exam, I saw her in the hall while walking, and she displayed no tremor. Spine, cervical. Motion of the cervical spine was full, but elicited increased shaking. She was superficially tender to palpation at C7 in the midline. Thoracic, she was superficially tender to palpation about the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. On the sacral, she ambulated with an intelligent gait on the left, using a cane in her left hand. Appeared she was unable to stand on her heels or toes. Appeared she had difficulty changing positions and was unable to squat and rise. Appeared when standing on her heels and toes. This again triggered shaking of her body. Period. Motion of the lumbar spine was essentially full, but flexion again elicited shaking. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers were deferred. Period. New paragraph. It certainly appears that Ms. Brown is volitionally initiating these so-called tremors and shaking. Impressions. Insert was marked from my prior report relative to treatment. Period. Since evaluated here, she did not have any substantive additional treatment. Period. There were some legal maneuvers carried out through her settlement of 11-20-19. Period. My opinions relative to permanency remain the same and will be inserted as marked from my prior reports. Period. End.